And the morning mic comes your way a little bit later on this morning. Right now, though, we're going to kick off our radio day, and we have Tony Dogner with us, who is with Century 21 Properties Unlimited. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob.
You're all ready. You got your coffee ready, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm an early riser. My coffee's almost done.
Yeah, I gotta get mine yet. So, anyway, it's been about 6 months since we talked to you. You mm-hmm. were here in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still waiting on the Fed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They promised us some reduced rates this spring, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. They've moderated, though. They're not continuing to climb. We're still in that around 7% plus or minus. So I think it's going to be there for a little bit yet anyways, you know, maybe till fall.
You know, it was interesting. I was listening to one of the statements from the Fed person that read the whatever you want to call it, the forecast or whatever. Mm-hmm. But one of the things they mentioned was the housing market was down. And it's like, well, why do you think that is?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because interest rates are impacting everybody.
It sure does, yeah. A lot of our buyers have just decided to wait until, you know, they get down into that 5% range again. So it definitely has affected our business. Hmm. Lenders, though, local lenders anyways, are being more creative where they're doing, you know, 5-year or 7-year ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, so that, you know, buyers can refinance when the rates do drop. And those are a little bit, you know, closer to 6 than the 7 range.
Let's update our listeners. One of the things we talked to you about the last time you were visiting with us was the investment house that you had bought.
Yes.
Which basically allowed people to move in until everything was settled with their home.
Right, yeah. We could put their house on the market and sell it with them knowing that they would not be homeless. And with the market being so competitive with buyers, sellers were not accepting offers with a home sale contingency. So if they needed to sell their home in order to purchase one, they weren't able to do that. So I bought this home, and now they can sell their home, live in mine until they can find a new home, and then move into theirs, and we start that all over again with another couple, hopefully.
But there was a time limit on that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you know, I don't want them to be too comfortable there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice home, but it's a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom, one-bath home. But it has plenty of storage, so they don't have to rent a storage unit. There's an oversized two-car garage. There's a full basement. There's plenty of storage in the home. And I supply all the kitchen utensils, and microwave, you know, all the dishes and everything that you need, you know, for meals, so you don't have to unpack all that. So it's kind of like a Airbnb type situation, other than your, you know, you'd bring your own bed in and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to unpack all the little things.
Wow. Yeah, you're all set to go. So
yes.
You know.
Yeah, we just had our first lady was there for a couple months, and she just moved out. It worked out really well for her situation, and now we have another lady moving in here in a couple of weeks, and hopefully that will continue.
Do they have to put down some kind of a deposit with you?
Yeah, it's just like a rental property.
Okay.
Yeah, a very much reduced from what people are paying now. Mm-hmm. I try to keep it within their financial limits, so I work with them on an individual basis on how much I would get for rent.
So What does the local market look like? Are there houses available?
No, it's the same as last fall yet. Our inventory is way down. When we do put a home on the market, there's usually more than one offer on it. But that time of when there's offers going way over asking price, that has stopped. So sellers are still getting a very, very good price for their home, but not the $20,000 or $30,000 over that it was at last year.
So where are some of the communities that you have homes available right now?
Oh, I have agents that work all the way far south as Portage, into the Oshkosh area, Fond du Lac, Waupun, all the local communities, Marquesan, Ripon, Green Lake, Princeton, Berlin. So We have a pretty diverse office where we'll travel where needed. Actually just sold one up in New London, or we have one listed up in New London, and sold one down in Waterloo. So agents are willing to travel for, you know, where our customers and clients need us.
Do you find that some of your customers are commuters? I mean, they'll buy a property in one community and work somewhere else?
Yes. Yeah, that was actually the situation in Waterloo. He was living there, but he was traveling to Appleton every day.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was getting a bit much. Mm-hmm. And we had another one that, you know, since COVID, but there are families that work from home. So mm-hmm. they're able to live wherever, you know. So their search is a lot further or wider than what it was at one point, where their main office may be in a community, but they can live an hour away.
What attracts people to a community?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I think most of it would be employment. You know, wherever mm-hmm. they're going to work is what draws them there. So in Ripon here, it's a hospital, a college, Alliance Laundry. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a lot of people, you know, working in those facilities that we help purchase homes in the local area.
New schools, parks, your entertainment come into play too? Or?
Yes, schools for sure. You know, people with families, that's very important. So they will want to know, you know, information about the school district. So yes, that is important.
Do you find that some people just want a lake property?
Not as often as I'd like.
Really?
But yes, we do. We do have, you know, of course, people looking for those secondary homes. Mm-hmm. And with Big Green, Little Green, Puckaway, you know, they have a lot of choices around here. Fox Lake and all the smaller lakes up in the Westfield and Montello area that are more secluded, more private. So we definitely do find those, people that are ready to retire and just looking for a little getaway.
Now, if we could just do something about the lake levels, right?
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I know people aren't wanting that snow tomorrow, but, the lake levels are 2 to 3 feet down. So it is affecting a lot of people that live on the lake are concerned about the levels.
Wow. Well, Tony, we have to take a break if you want to stay with us. We've got a little bit more we want to talk to you about.
All right. I'd love to do that.
Talk a little bit about some of the folks that work for you.
All right. Sounds good.
We have Radio Day going here at 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave, going through the course of the day. And we continue with Radio Day. Joining us here in the studio, we have Tony Dalkner of Century 21 Properties Unlimited. You've got quite a few folks working for you, don't you?
Yeah, I have a full office. I have seven other agents along with myself. And I probably wouldn't want any more than that so that everybody can make a decent living, you know, in these smaller communities. That's probably the maximum that I would take on in the office at this time. But if I could tell you a little bit about each one,
where
they work. All right. Robert Schmidt has been with me for several years. He lives in a subdivision on Big Green Lake. So he's very familiar with that lake. But he travels all over. He grew up in south of Kingston, Dalton area, so he knows a lot of those people out that way. I have Kia Simon. She lives in the Oshkosh area, so that she's opened up a whole new market for us up in there. Heidi Schwanke, she's been a longtime resident of Ripon. She does work a full-time job at the hospital, but continues to sell real estate part-time for us. Laura Bruce joined me a couple years ago. She worked at a local factory, got interested in real estate, and she has since quit that job and is now with me full-time. She lives right here in Ripon, and spends a lot of time with her kids and is very active in the community. I have a husband and wife team. We call them Team Skivington. It's Mike and Carol Skivington. They also live over in a subdivision by Big Green Lake. They joined us last fall and have been a real asset to our office. Know a lot of people. Carol's very active in activities of their church. She does a yoga class that she teaches, and they're both bilingual. They speak Spanish as well. And then last fall we had, or last year, Ripon High School offered a mentorship program. I got to meet Alondra Martinez. I mentored her last year, and she decided to take on real estate full-time. So she started at the first of the year and is doing really well. And she, too, is bilingual, and, you know, she's real into all the social media aspects of marketing her properties, Facebook, and I can't even think of the names, all those other ones that they have.
X. But, Instagram.
Instagram, yeah, thank you. So that's opened up a whole new line of advertising and, you know, teaching me a lot of things. Of that's probably the where, you know, where the market is heading. You know, it's not so much paper advertising anymore. We have to get out in that social media field. So she's been a real good asset to our company. And then there's the old dog, me. I've been
the old dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been in it for, I just celebrated my 25th year with Century 21 in February. So the first 10 year as a part-time agent, I worked construction full-time and sold real estate part-time, and then bought the office. Well, it'll be 16 years in May.
Wow.
So we're here. We're ready to help. Spring's coming. It's usually our busiest time. So give us a call at the office, and love to meet with you, talk with you, whether you're selling or buying. We're there to help.
Do people come to you and they'll say, I'm not in the market right now, but I'm going to be, you know, they kind of set their sights?
I would say 90% of the people, that's how it all
really?
Starts out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll call us. It's all preliminary. You know, how do we get started? Mm-hmm. What's this process? What do we do? So, yeah, we'll definitely help them with that. if they're buyers, we'll just, you know, set them to lenders, get pre-approved in a price range where they're, you know, the lender feels they're comfortable. And just as the listings come available, we'll send them to them on a regular basis, where we can actually set them right up to where if a listing comes that meets their criteria, it'll automatically send it right to their email and notify them that there's a home available, you know, that you may be interested in. So, and with this market, again, with the sellers unsure of where to go, you know, what to do, we're there to answer questions for them as well. So it can be anywhere from, you know, 1 month to 2 or 3 years, you know, before these people actually get serious about doing something.
Do you have people that come to you, say, older people who are looking at retirement, they got to cut back, mm-hmm. they don't want the big house that they had before, mm-hmm. they're looking for something smaller, downsized, that type of thing?
Absolutely, yes. And unfortunately, and we're working on a little bit with a subdivision that we have listed of building more condominiums or things for just those type of situations. Ripon doesn't offer a lot of that. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are a lot of condominiums in Ripon, but when one becomes available, it's gone. I mean, it's right away. So that's something very sought after here. Unfortunately, some couples have to go to Oshkosh or Fond du Lac or, you know, some of the bigger communities to find those. But we're working on it. Hopefully we'll get a few of those built and take care of the needs of some of the people that are looking for that.
Tony, if people want to find out more about Century 21 and Properties Unlimited, what's the best way to do that?
You can call the office at 920-748-2865. Our website is c21property.com. Facebook, you know, that's really becoming the way to go. We have an office webpage, Century 21 Properties Unlimited. It'll be on Facebook, Instagram. So we update our listings all the time, or, you know, we'll market them on those pages as either new listings, sold, and helpful information on those sites as how to purchase homes or how to prepare your home. We're constantly updating our sites on Facebook and other social media sites.
It's time for the old dog to go, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, time to get to work.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
That is Tony Daugner of Century 21 Properties Unlimited. We appreciate him joining us for Radio Day. We've got more coming your way. Let's get filled in on state news.